This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, the second hour. In case you missed the first hour, we have a couple things going on. Our muzzleloader contest for 2014 ends today. We're giving one away. We're giving the final muzzleloader away from the fine folks at CVA. I want you to visit their websites, and if you're considering a new muzzleloader, we ask you to consider CVA. I'll tell you what, I had mine with me last night. We were, Jacob and I were in the deer stand down in Dorchester County, hoping for a sick of deer to show up. None did. We got to see a nice pair of eagles, and I think we had about three Delmarva fox squirrels floating around, and a bunch of songbirds and stuff, but no deer. What a gorgeous evening, though. Beautiful evening. Not that cold. We were in a comfortable stand, and deer just did not show up. We don't know why. We don't know why. Plenty of food, plenty of stuff, you know, just no deer. But that's the way it goes. Tuesday, Laura and I were in Montgomery County, stayed from dawn to dusk. We tried a little predator calling. It didn't pay off. We did see one fox, but that was at lunchtime, and the fox showed up about 20 yards from the truck, and, you know, it was safe. It was safe, trust me. So we deer hunted in the afternoon, never saw a deer, although we had tremendous sign in the area. Tremendous, never saw a deer. Monday, Jacob and his dad and I were squirrel hunting. Another off day. Only saw a couple squirrels. Didn't get to shoot it much, but we had a fun time anyway. So it was an interesting week. Not a lot of game in the bag, but it was fun being out. And now we get back to work and back to school and all that stuff, all that fine stuff. The holidays are over, so... Anyway, we hope you had a good New Year's celebration and everybody was safe in your family. So, we are asking trivia questions this hour. I know we got a lot of new people that tune in at 6 a.m. So, here are the two trivia questions. Now, what do you win if you answer the trivia question correctly? Well, Tim Sherman is having bass class in Striper School again this year. Bass class is on the 7th of February. Striper School is on the 14th. These are two courses that are conducted at the Howard de Grace Maritime Museum. All the proceeds go to the Howard de Grace Maritime Museum youth programs. Normal admission's $50. If you'd like to go, you can certainly give Tim a call. It's a full day of seminars to help you improve your bass fishing or your striper fishing. Our buddy Captain Dan Kardash is going to be there, Sean Petticord, Randy Yarnell, Captain Jerry Serson and Tackle Box Tim are going to be conducting bass class. And then on Striper School, we've got Lee Hale, Eddie Hale, Captain Jerry Serson, Captain Mark Galasso, and Tackle Box Tim all be conducting seminars to help you with your striper fishing, your striped bass fishing, of course. So we've got two seminars, 2 days, admission $50 to either school. 35 is the limit of the class. That's all they can teach. But what we're going to do is ask a trivia question so that somebody can be admitted free, one for each school. So, here's the bass question. On the Forest L. Wood Cup tournaments, the FLW Tour, it's kind of like the Bassmasters Classic, but it's conducted by FLW Outdoors. Forest Wood, by the way, is the founder of Ranger Boats, just so you know. Met Forest Wood, got his autograph at the 1989 Bassmasters Classic in Richmond, Virginia. Nice fella. Always wore a cowboy hat. I don't know if Forrest's still alive or not. I think he is. But anyway, here's the trivia question. At the Forest Wood Cup tournaments, the statement, no one angler has ever won two or more Forest Wood Cup tournaments. True or false? True or false? To answer that question, you simply call us at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and give us the answer, true or false, if you want to go to bass class, because that's what this is for, an admission, free admission, $50 value admission to bass class, a full day of fun and education on bass fishing. Now, Striper School, here's the question for Striper School. When the striped bass season was brought back from the moratorium in the fall of 1990, what was the minimum size in the Chesapeake Bay region, minimum size limit for to keep a striped bass, a rockfish? What was the minimum size limit for a keeper rockfish? 1990, goes back a while. I remember that. We were on the air. So, all right, if you'd like to answer those questions, 410-922-6680 is your phone number. You can just pick one and answer it. If you want to go to Striper School or bass class, that's what you win, a free admission, $50 value. All right, what do you want to talk about, folks? You're running the show this morning. I'm gonna give you some, while we're waiting for folks to call, all you got to do to get in the muzzleloader contest is call, leave your phone number, go on the air and say hi. And coming up here in about 30 minutes, we're gonna pull that winner. So how do you like that? All right. Here's what we're going to do to start out the new year. I'm going to give you my contact information to get in touch with me. And I'm going to tell you about some things that we do. All right. Ellis Outdoors, LLC, does a couple of things. This radio show called the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And you can find the information on the Outdoorsman Radio Show on ellisoutdoors.com. To contact me via email, you simply put in my last name, Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, at, symbol, ellisoutdoors.com. That's how you reach me by email, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. If you go on the website, that information is there. So is my contact phone number, by the way, if you want to go on the website and check that out. Now, another thing Ellis Outdoors does is publish a magazine called Maryland Hunting Quarterly. This is a large format magazine supported by advertising, free to the consumer. And that website is Maryland, spelled out, Hunting Quarterly, Q-U-A-R-T-E-R-L-Y. Maryland Hunting Quarterly, comes out every 3 months, .com. The other thing we do is a magazine once a year called Maryland Loves Crabs, and that website is www.mdlovescrabs.com, mdlovescrabs.com. Okay, those are the three things that Ellis Outdoors does, the radio show, the Hunting Quarterly, and Maryland Loves Crabs. We have also founded an organization. The board of directors and I have founded an organization called the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And that is an organization that's founded on three principles, information, action, and advocacy. And you can read all about that on www.mdhuntingcoalition.org. It's a membership organization that you can join for free. And our sole purpose is to unite hunters and organize hunters across the state to go to Annapolis and fight for our privileges to hunt and to trap here in Maryland. Now, there are constant struggles. People are opposed to us. There are things that they don't want us to do. They don't want us to hunt on Sundays. They don't want us to trap, you know, animals. There are any myriad of things. Our signature legislation right now deals with strict liability, which deals with baiting. We're trying to conform the Maryland law to the federal law. And there's a lot of differences in the two. So that's, if you're a waterfowl hunter or a dove hunter, migratory bird hunter, you'll understand what strict liability is. So we've got all that, too. Now, we've got Facebook pages for all those things. MD Hunting Coalition, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, The Outdoors and Radio Show, Ellis Outdoors. We don't post a lot on the Ellis Outdoors stuff, but the Maryland Hunting Coalition page is active. So check all that out online, and now you know everything I know, pretty much. Let's talk to Norbert in Kent County. Good morning, Norbert. How are you?
I'm fine, Alan. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Let me say Happy New Year, and let's hope you have a safe one, okay?
Well, thank you, buddy. Same to you.
Okay.
Yep.
One thing, when you were talking to that gentleman about the deer appearing or disappearing and all that stuff like that.
Yes.
I think the influence of the moon right now is a big deal.
That's possible. Yep.
I mean, it's bright as day. Well, except the clouds.
Bright as day, yeah. Yeah.
Bright as day out.
Yeah, I know. Full moon. Absolutely.
I truly believe that they're enjoying themselves all night long.
That's a very possible scenario there, Norbert. Exactly right. No need to feed in the daytime when they can see at night.
Yes, indeed. Now, I want to tell you about a very unique deer drive I witnessed.
Okay.
In my brother's residential neighborhood.
Yes.
The people were not exactly upset, but they decided they were going to do something.
Yes.
So they literally all got their riding lawnmowers out and drove from one end of the neighborhood to the other, pushing the deer into the adjacent woodland. I'm not exaggerating. Early in the morning on a Saturday, they literally pushed the deer across the neighborhood into the neighboring woodland, hoping that the hunters in that woodland would get a couple when the
how'd that work out?
Dawn came.
How'd that work out?
Well, I didn't speak to the hunters, but there was really some party in the neighborhood.
I guess it was. That sounds like a great time, Norbert. Great time.
I mean, you know, most of those people don't get up early in the morning, but,
yeah,
on Saturday. But
that's pretty cool.
Turned out and had a big breakfast and all this stuff.
That's taken a proactive role. That is unique. Now, what they should have done after that was engage their lawnmowers and mow down all the shrubbery in the neighborhood of each and that would keep the deer off everybody's
property.
Turn
it into a wasteland.
Turn it into a just scorched earth theory across the neighborhood. You know, no hosta, no ornamental shrubs, no azaleas, nothing that the deer could nibble on, and then the deer would stay in the woods to browse on their own.
Yeah,
yeah, that would work.
Oh well. I appreciate that.
Oh my goodness! All right, buddy. Well, look, I'll see you tomorrow, I guess.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Norbert. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Rick has been waiting forever here to answer the rockfish question. Rick, are you willing to go to striper school?
Yes.
And the answer to the question is?
33 inches.
I'm sorry, Rick. That is incorrect.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'll tell you what. call back in about 10 minutes under a different name and get the right answer.
Okay, pal.
I'm kidding you. But no, but you can. I mean, I don't. We're going to give it away to somebody who wants to go.
All right, thank you.
All right, man, thank you. See ya. All right, let's talk to Donald in Baltimore. Good morning, Donald.
Hi, how are you, Alan?
I'm doing good, buddy. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing fine for my age. I'm getting up there. I'm 84 now. I'm a little too old to go hunting, but I like to win the muzzleloader.
You would, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, you're in the contest, Donald.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I want to win it for my wife. She doesn't.
What'd she do to you?
Well, she'd probably shoot me with it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure we're gonna. I'm not sure we're gonna give it away for an assisted suicide. What do you think?
Well, I don't know about that.
I hear her laughing in the background.
Okay.
All right, Donald. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
See ya. Bye, bye. I want to win it. I'm not sure how to take that. Well, you know, that's like, you remember Bill Clinton, right? Yeah, I guess. You remember Bill Clinton, right? Yeah, Bill got off the presidential helicopter on his way into the White House one day, and he had a pig under his arm. He did. And the Marine saluted him and said, "Nice pig, sir." And he turned around to the Marine and he said, "I'll have you know, this is one of the finest Arkansas Razorback hogs you could ever find. I got him for Hillary." The Marine saluted again and said, "Nice trade, sir." No. Clyde Sports Shop, your headquarters for hunting in Maryland. That's for sure. If you are looking for a fine firearm, and we always are, aren't we, guys? Let's just admit it. How many guns does a man need? one more than he has. Well, let me give you some fine firearms here from the folks at Browning. There is the X-Bolt. If you failed with your high-powered rifle in deer season this year, well, take a look at the X-Bolt. All standard, all magnum, all short magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine, beautiful high-powered rifle from Clyde Sports Shop. Then there's the Maxxis shotgun. It's an autoloader. Waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, the new power drive gas system. That helps reduce recoil for a gas-driven autoloader system. The BPS pump, a 410, a 28, a 20, a 16, a 12, and a 10 gauge are all available in the BPS pump shotgun. Bottom ejection, DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo Finish, 3-in Vector Plus choke tubes. If you like a pump-action shotgun, that's the one right there, the BPS pump, and always the A5. The A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best-performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 rounds or 5-year guarantee. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9, give them a call, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, ClydeSports.com is the website. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love.
All right. One of our listeners wanted to know, and Norbert, you may be able to answer this question. Norbert called in and said that the neighbors all got together and got on their lawn tractors and drove the deer out of their neighborhoods one Saturday. Hoping that when they drove those deer out of the neighborhood on their tractors that they would run into the local woodlands and hunters would be able to get a shot. One of our listeners, my buddy, old man John, wanted to know if they used John Deere tractors to conduct that deer drive. So, Norbert, you'll have to let us know. Let's talk to Bill on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Fine, Alan. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. What's going on?
On my way for a goose hunt on the Eastern Shore, buddy.
Oh, man. Well, it sounds like you're going to have a good day out there. You got some weather coming in, a little wind. It's going to be perfect.
Always want to hunt on a front coming your way.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our advocate for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, the one, the only, Bill Miles. And, Bill, you've been diligently working here for months on some of the issues that are in front of hunters. I know you've put together some tremendous documents for us to present to the General Assembly if we need to. Can you explain just a little bit to our listeners what strict liability is?
Yeah, a strict liability is unlike federal law, where federal law requires enforcement to at least prove intent.
Intent.
That an individual waterfowl hunting a field knew or should have known there was bait in the field.
Right.
Under Maryland law, enforcement need not prove that.
Now, stop you there.
Yeah.
It used to be that the feds didn't have to prove intent either, right? Way back.
Before 1998.
Right.
They didn't have to prove intent.
Right. So they could walk out in the field and they could say, 300 yards from your goose blind, we found two kernels of corn, so you must be baiting. And
that's
then that
correct.
Then that law was changed on the federal level in 1998, but the Maryland law doesn't conform to that, so that can still happen in Maryland. An NRP officer can roll up on your set, find two grains of corn 500 yards from your setup and claim that you were baiting, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's scary stuff.
It is scary stuff. And you're guilty until proven innocent.
In Maryland, you're not even allowed to provide any evidence in a court of law that you were innocent. You are automatically guilty. And one of the unfortunate byproducts, it's dependent upon the officer. It could be either a misdemeanor or a felony.
Right.
But most of the time, it's a misdemeanor. And
right.
So most people just go ahead and pay the fine, which is an automatic admission of guilt.
Right.
And under the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act that the hunters of Maryland led 3 years ago in the General Assembly, DNR now has the authority to suspend or revoke a license.
Right.
Anywhere from 6 months to 5 years. And when that happens, Alan, you know, one, you're not going to Canada anymore to go waterfowl hunting. There's the Wildlife Violator Compact Act, 44 states that you can't hunt there anymore.
And that's not just waterfowl hunting. That's you can't hunt there. If your license is suspended in Maryland, you're not hunting anywhere. I had a discussion.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We had our second place winner on the raffle. Is a fella from Bozeman who hunted with a friend of mine that also lived in Bozeman. And we had this discussion the other day. And he hunts all over the country. He hunts big game all over the country. And I said, you're caught on strict liability. I said, you ain't going elk hunting. You ain't going bear hunting. You ain't going hunting anywhere in those 44 states, because if your license is suspended in Maryland, we are a member of the Maryland or of the Wildlife Violator Compact nationwide, and your license will be suspended in not only Canada but also in those 44 states, as you indicated. So,
bingo.
This is a serious, serious issue. And what are we doing about it, Bill? What's Maryland Hunting Coalition doing about it?
We are going to do our best to convince the incoming new General Assembly that that basically is a disincentive for anyone truly to want to go waterfowl hunting in Maryland.
Right.
Because at any given time, you are at total mercy of the officers in the field.
People come here from around the country to hunt. Canada geese.
I mean, Chesapeake Bay region.
Look, we've got the Ward Waterfowl Museum. We've got the Howard de Grace Decoy Museum. We've got the Upper Bay Museum. We've got the what's the one there in Easton? The Maritime Museum there in Easton that has a huge waterfowl hunting display. And, you know, they've got a number of museums and places. We've got the waterfowl world champion goose calling competition and duck calling competition here in Maryland at the Waterfowl Festival. So why do we provide a disincentive for people to come here?
Well, that's exactly what the law does. So what we're trying to do is under the purview of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, which you've been speaking about, that you're the executive director of, and you're right, I'm advocating for them.
Right.
We want to conform Maryland's law to federal law, which basically says that for enforcement to charge you with baiting, they must prove that you willfully or should have known that bait was in the field.
Right.
And at least that gives you some opportunity before court to prove that you're innocent.
Exactly.
Which is right now, you're guilty as charged, end of story. And that is, quite frankly, I think anyone knows, I mean, that's a violation of the cornerstone of our system of jurisprudence, where you are innocent before proving guilty.
That's correct.
Yeah. Liability, you're guilty before proving innocent.
Exactly. Yep. Well, sir, we appreciate you checking in with us. And, you know, we're also defending, Sunday hunting and any attacks on Sunday hunting. We're also defending and utilizing and have used with success the 2005 Hunting Heritage Protection Act and more. So, you know, the folks that are hearing this, there you've heard from the horse's mouth, the man who's advocating for us in the General Assembly about some of the things that we're doing here in Maryland under the umbrella of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. So we want everybody to join. We could certainly use your financial support. And, you know, it's very simple. Just go to the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and you'll find all the information right there. And we want to mention that we have the first ever Hunters Rally in Annapolis, Blazing Camo Day. Bill?
That's exactly right, Alan.
February 5th. Yep, we talked at it. It'll be a first. Hunters organized to march on Annapolis and meet with the General Assembly. It's going to be very peaceful. We may have some hearings that we can attend. We're working on scheduling the strict liability hearing. As you mentioned, we won't know till the calendar comes out, and we'll let the folks know. But, Bill, you have a good goose hunt today, okay?
Thanks so much, Alan. Keep doing the good work.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to take these two calls, and then we'll take a break. Norbert, John Deere tractors or not?
John Deere tractors were well represented, since there's a John Deere dealer right up the road from the affected neighborhood. But there are also other manufacturers were represented. There was everything under the sun.
Yeah.
It was, you know, the...
Oh, sure.
There was an even on an old yellow Cub Cadet, half rust, but it was buzzing across the neighborhood.
Nothing wrong with that. All right,
no
brother.
Problem.
Thanks for clearing that up.
No problem.
All right, John B., you got the answer. Thanks, buddy. See ya. and you heard Bill. You heard Bill there, too. So
yes, sure. I just listened to the whole thing.
Yep.
And I hope he has a good day. I'm just watching the assembled multitude in front of me here, about ready to head down to the blind. It's hilarious.
Gotcha. All right, buddy. Good luck out there.
People from everywhere. Okay.
See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Rob in Edgemere, and then we'll take a break. Go ahead, Rob. What's up?
Yeah, I'll answer that rockfish question.
Okay. Will you go to striper school if we let you go?
Yes.
What's the answer?
I believe it was 36 inches.
That's correct, Rob. Just stay on the line. We're going to take your phone number, and we will connect you with Tackle Box Tim. Give us your name. Full name and your phone number, and Tackle Box will be more than glad to take care of that for you.
Thank you.
All right. Stay on the line. There he goes. Now, wow. Let me catch my breath. And I want to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Now, we do talk about the Maryland Fishing Challenge a lot here, and there's plenty of time for that, but now, through January 31st, now let me back this up with a little quick story. So I'm driving to the Eastern Shore yesterday, driving down through Cambridge, through Dorchester County, and there's a little bridge down there, and there were guys fishing. I stopped, say, hey, how you having any luck? Guy goes, yeah, we're catching some crappie. I said, well, good. If you know anybody that hasn't fished for 3 years, yeah, I know about it. What do you know about it? Yeah, you get your freshwater license for on sale. I said, well, actually, I work at the big box at Arundel Mills in the fishing department, and I read the information. So rather than get out of the truck and throw the guy over the bridge, because my grandson was there and I wanted to provide an example, I just called him an idiot, not to his face, but of course, you know, I said to Jacob, I said, the guy's an idiot. Sorry, whatever your name is, but you're not correct. Now through January 31st, 2015, Marylanders who have not bought an annual non-title, that's your freshwater license, or title fishing license, that's your Chesapeake Bay license, since 2011 will automatically enjoy a 50% discount on their fishing license purchase. Folks, listen to me. Don't listen to some chucklehead behind the counter. Listen to me. If you haven't gone fishing since 2011, haven't bought a license since then, and you want to buy one and get back to fishing, it's called the Welcome Back to Fishing program from Maryland DNR. You get your title or your non-title license at a 50% discount. It's as simple as logging in to the DNR Compass licensing system or visiting DNR Service Center Tackle Shop to buy your 2015 license. The discount is automatic, but only through January 31st, 2015. The promotion is designed to encourage anglers to return to Maryland waters and enjoy the excellent fishing the state has to offer, including the Maryland Fishing Challenge. So you can go to www.dnr.maryland.gov, or you can go directly to the DNR Compass licensing system, or go to your tackle shop. So that's the message for today from Fishery Service at Maryland DNR.
A mix of rain, sleet, and freezing rain will be possible early on this Saturday. So if you're heading out early in the day, be careful. There may be some slick spots on some of the bridges and overpasses. All rain through the afternoon with a high of 42. Rain will continue tonight and temperatures will hover in the low 40s. Windy and warmer on Sunday with showers likely. Will climb up to 62. And then the cold air surges in Monday. We'll start off with light snow early into the afternoon. A lot of cloud cover with a high only around 34. And it will get even colder by the middle portion of the week. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
During the holiday season, don't forget to visit the WCBM website. Take a look at the WCBM store for unique gifts, caps, shirts, and discounted restaurant cards. They're perfect gifts for Hanukkah, Christmas, and that special occasion. We even have the WCBM Restaurant Club that includes Mount Washington Tavern, Carlos Italian Bistro, The Corner Stable, and Stone's Cove. $135 value, just $65 for all four restaurants. Call 410-580-5231 and ask for Mike. 410-580-5231.
Time for rockfish dredging season. All right. Coming up real soon, we're going to pull the winner for the muzzleloader contest as soon as I talk to Bethany here. So the last call is Richard. And is Richard ready to go? Silver Spring. Richard from Silver Spring. Oh, he wants to answer the bass question. Good. Hey, Richard, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good. What's the answer? Do you have the answer? Well, let me ask a question, and then you can answer it, okay?
Okay.
The statement is, no one angler has ever won two or more Forest Wood Cup tournaments. True or false?
True.
That is correct. Will you be attending bass class?
Yes, sir.
Very good. All right. So we have our two winners, one for bass class and one for striper school. You're calling from Silver Spring there, Richard?
That's correct.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We'll get your name and number. We'll send it to Tackle Box Tim, and he'll get in touch with you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Richard. Thank you. Congratulations on your win there, buddy. Appreciate it. There he goes. All right, Richard. Oh, Bethany's grabbed him. Okay, good. We got a lot going on here. We're trying to give a muzzleloader away and answer trivia questions and everything else. Take your phone calls, and we're more than welcome to take your phone call here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680, and that's outside the local Baltimore area, but still in Maryland is the 800 number. Hey, it's time to celebrate your passion at the Great American Outdoor Show. That's right, February 7th through the 15th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, ATVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by you and me and millions of Americans. Featuring all your favorite hunting and fishing celebrities. The NRA Country Jam with Lee Bryce and Thompson Square live in concert. There's a 3D archery competition and game calling competitions. Pyramid Air air gun range. Seminars from the experts on guns and hunting. Fishing demonstrations at the 2,500-gallon hog trough. Now, the Family Fun Zone features interactive displays for kids. The Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program with daily contests and prizes. Tickets are on sale. Start your adventure at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. That's GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org, February 7th through the 15th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. All right. So, busy day here today. Busy day. Let's see. We did that. Good. Bring them in. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in. All right. This is almost as random as picking a three-digit number for the daily number. Almost as random. So we're working on getting that. It's just trying to do this while we're live and on the air. It just takes a little management. So we are active. Active here. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Very good. Okay. Still taking phone calls. 410-922-6680. I'm just trying to do three things at once. I'm looking at a screen here with calls. I'm looking at the email screen. I'm looking at everybody's name here on the contest. And we are getting ready to randomly select our winner for the last muzzleloader contest of the day, and I think we'll cut it in right there, and we'll put all names in a hat. All right, what do you got? All right, names are in the hat, ready to select. Bethany is selecting the names as we speak, and our winner. For December, in the final muzzleloader giveaway of the year, is somebody named Pete Phelps. Pete Phelps is the winner. So there we go. Congratulations, Pete. We'll be getting in touch with Pete and getting that muzzleloader out to him. The fine folks at CVA have supported our giveaway again. This is, I think, 9 or 10 years in a row, and we are very grateful to them. If you are considering a CVA muzzleloader, you get to shoot what I shoot. You go online. The one that we're giving away is the Optima V2. I happen to own a couple of Acuras myself. The Acura Mountain Rifle, did shoot a deer with it this year. Very accurate, very accurate. Put good optics on your muzzleloader, and you will not be disappointed. And we want to thank all of you for playing, and we hope that you'll continue to be with us here throughout the year and all the exciting things that we're doing here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. No big format changes or anything like that. No new personalities. It's still same old boring me. Yep, your host, Alan Ellis. And you can you can talk with me on anything and everything you want to talk about. Fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. It's an exhausting day today for me. And you know? So we're talking a lot of stuff here today. And that's okay. I'd rather be busy. Yeah. Are we ready for a break, by the way? You want to do a break? Okay. I'll tell them about Chesapeake Outdoors. What do you think about that? All right. So Bill called. He's on the Eastern Shore. He's doing some waterfowl hunting. And we're going to recommend to Bill and anybody else that's out there goose or duck hunting, take your kilt waterfowl to Chesapeake Outdoors. And they'll pluck your ducks. They'll pick your geese if you want them picked. Or if you want them breasted out, they'll do that. That's a great service. Save the hearts, by the way. The hearts are excellent eating. Goose hearts are dust them in a little flour and deep fry them. Oh my gosh. I'll tell you how to prepare them if anybody's really interested. You can send me an email. But while you're at the store waiting for your ducks and geese to be picked, browse, please, the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the region. All major brands. They've got Under Armour and Drake clothing, Avery and Bigfoot decoys, firearms for waterfowl, for turkey, for deer. And the ammunition to match, the Bubba Blade knives and those great crossbows from Carbon Express and Mission and Barnett, Excalibur, Parker and Matthews vertical bows, compound bows. That's why Chesapeake Outdoors is first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, located on Route 50 East, right after you pass the Bay Bridge or go get across the Bay Bridge, exit 39B, that's Dominion Road, 39B, on Kent Island, Maryland, exit 39B. So don't forget to get your ducks plucked and check out the fine selection, Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, 604-2500 is their phone number. Clyde Sports Shop. They sell Browning firearms. The best selection I've ever seen anywhere. The A5, the BPS pump, the Maxis, the X-Bolt, the 725 Satori Sporting shotgun for shotgun sports, the Gold Light 10-gauge. If you want to use a 10-gauge, you can get one there at Clyde's. The BT-99, the ideal competition shotgun for trap shooters as well. Plus, they do all kinds of gunsmithing. But what they really do, and do it well, is fishing. They carry live bait year-round. Rod and reel repair. They'll put new line on your rods and reels. They'll sell you a hunting or fishing license. They got a selection of lures. They got the expert advice. And the coolest part about it is they have the weekly fishing hotline. And that fishing hotline, find out where they're biting today, is 410-247-3474. That's the fishing hotline, 247-3474. Easy way to remember it is to dial 247-FISH, F-I-S-H. The regular phone number for the shop, if you're interested in finding out if they've got a certain make or model of firearm, is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, and that's ClydeSports.com is the website. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot.
My baby looks good in camouflage. You gotta love that, right, Bethany? You like that song? Yeah, she's 50-50 on that. That's all right. Okay. Well, here's the amazing thing, ladies and gentlemen. We have gotten through a show and we're done early. Except for your phone calls. Now, why is that? I seem to think I know. The Wall Street Journal has disappeared. You know that show killer that used to show up at the bottom of the second hour that would stop any momentum we had? Gone. Gone. And we are grateful to either the Wall Street Journal or WCBM that contractual agreement has come to an end, especially on this show, because it does slow things down, doesn't it, Bethany? Or did. I mean, it slowed things down for this show. And that's okay. Fox Business reports are fine. I'm happy with that, but not as part of this show. So we're able to take another phone call or two right at the end when things get busiest. And there's Alan Summers. Good morning, Alan. How are you, sir? He's a little cold, but he's okay. I got you. Alan Summers is here with the Garden Club. Yep, you want to keep your garden from being stolen, buy one of those garden clubs. Lock it. Take the key with you. All right, we're waiting for a phone call to come in, and I'm pretty much out of material at this point. I mean, I could go on and on. I got a lot of stuff, but you know what? Time constraints. That's what we're talking about, time constraints. So let's talk to Kevin in wherever Kevin is from. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Yeah, okay. It's in Crompton.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you've been talking about the strict liability law for the past several weeks.
I have.
And I kind of think the law has done a good job over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering why. You talk to everybody about this law, a lot of the stuff they say about it is erroneous.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you invite a natural resource police officer on the show to talk about that law?
Well, quite frankly, Kevin, we've had conversations with the law.
No, I mean, why don't you have them on the show like you have the guy about the bass fishing and, you know, the squirrel hunt and every other thing? Why don't you get an expert on there? I mean, you're talking about charging somebody for a violation at 300 yards with two kernels of corn, that's ridiculous. That's not how it works.
How does it work?
If they can show lure and attraction, if they can prove that those birds are in front of those guns because of that bait, then you're guilty of the violation. But that takes more than just what you talk about.
Really?
Yeah, and all this was fine until Sean Mann got caught hunting over bait.
And well, actually, just hold on there, Kevin. I think you just made an erroneous statement. Sean Mann wasn't caught hunting over bait. They could not prove that Sean Mann was baiting. Oh, you see, now see, this is
politics. That was all politics.
Kevin, if you don't have the facts...
Well, Alan, why don't you run a check on most of the people that you talk about on the show? You'll find out that they've got prior violations, some of which you've invited on the show and they've talked about. You know, you hold them up as experts. Run their name on the case survey on the computer before you run them on the show as experts, and you'll find out they've got violations.
Hey, Kevin, when I have an anonymous caller call in, and that person has a violation, I have no way of checking that because, just like you, I can't run your name because I don't even know if your name's Kevin. See?
Yeah, but
so
I'm
now, there. Now wait a minute. Let me speak. You're trying to talk over me. We're not going to have that happen. Okay? You just accused Sean Mann of hunting over bait. Sean Mann was charged. Sean Mann's case was dismissed.
It was put on the stat docket originally.
That's correct. That is correct.
Well, that doesn't mean he's not guilty.
Now, wait a minute, Kevin. The state's attorney null pros that case.
Yeah, under a lot of coercion from...
Kevin, you don't know the facts. So stop. Yes, I do.
From who?
Sean Mann. I was at his last hearing. I know what took place. Were you?
No.
I was.
Kevin,
I'm not going to let you disparage the name of a friend and a person who is innocent and found not guilty, not enough evidence, court case dismissed. I'm not going to allow you to continue to...
You hit the nail on the head, not enough evidence.
Kevin, goodbye. I'm not going to have that, folks. I'm sorry. Sean Mann has a clean record. Sean Mann is a friend. And I said he was charged on Thursday. It hit the NRP blotter on Friday. And I said on Saturday morning that I defended Sean Mann at that moment. Anybody who has any type of dealings, and I've known Sean for over 25 years. I knew Sean when he first got in business, okay? There is no way, no how, that Sean Mann was guilty of baiting that field. Did he vigorously defend himself and use every legal strategy that he absolutely could? Absolutely. He has a tremendous reputation as a world champion goose caller and a national reputation to defend, and defend it he did, and the state was lacking in their evidence and could not prove their case. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for allowing me to express that. You have a great weekend. Now get out, stay out, and stay safe.